Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with...
Hey, I'm Anthony Vega.
Yeah, woo, he's so excited, everyone. But anyway, so tonight, it's still night. It's not morning yet, it's not 12 a.m. just yet. It's 11:30 p.m., though, on a Friday night. This is what we do with our lives. And we are talking about the Kanpai Senshi After Five, the tokusatsu, basically the Super Sentai, if those words are foreign to you, we'll explain them in a second, parody series, which doesn't even focus on the heroes' fights. It actually focuses on what they do after five. See what that is there? See what they did there, people? Now, if you're unaware about what tokusatsu is, that's fine. It's actually all around you. You may enjoy a tokusatsu. Someone you know may be a tokusatsu. Are you scared yet? People? Person listening? I say people if there's more than one. Person listening? Because here's the thing. See, what tokusatsu is basically, it's a Japanese word, basically translates to special effects, right? So, but of course, like the word anime, let's say, when you bring the word over, you know, usually Americans will focus on the Japanese version of tokusatsu. So if you're focusing on an American version of tokusatsu, let's say, you'd stick to, you know, Star Wars, Star Trek, yeah, those. Even the American show Supernatural on the CW is actually considered tokusatsu. Japanese love it. They eat it up. That's why there was an anime, you know, from it. So, but when you jump to Japan, those shows like, or those movies like Godzilla, you know, Super Sentai, which in America became that thing called Power Rangers, and Kamen Rider, which in America became Masked Rider. The enthusiasm I had when I said that. And also became Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, which wasn't half bad. So basically, it's all around you, and it's surrounding you, and you should embrace it. And this show is a parody of Sentai in a very amazing way. I mean, this show is just hilarious. And so far, three episodes have been released by these guys called Mega Beast Empire. They're doing a lot of older tokusatsu as well. And it's a really good show. I mean, what have you been thinking so far, Anthony? Because it's three episodes in, at least subbed. You know, what do you think about it?
After Five is really... See, After Five is one of those shows where it progressively gets funnier because they really, really, really play with Sentai tropes, but
yes.
Not, like, they don't play with the tropes in a way where we're used to it. They pretty much just are like, oh, why don't, like, people, like, attack other places except for Japan?
Yes, exactly. What I really like about this show is it does them in a way that I feel like it's things we are used to, though. I feel like it's things that people who are being idiots, who we actually don't like, right, will say that. Like, oh, well, they're only attacking Japan. Oh, they only attack America, you know, America, you know, for the American version. So you kind of sit there and you're like, you know, like, but it becomes really funny when the show itself is going to go out of its way of saying things like that. Or a quote that I really loved, I think, is at one point someone just, I think it was Blue, who is, by the way, if anyone doesn't know, yes, they all, literally doesn't focus on the fights at all. So it's basically them just chilling after the fights, you know, at night, at karaoke bars, at restaurants, same ones, by the way, which is even great, just their nightly routine. And they just talk about the fights, the day of, you know? And one of them, Blue, just sat there. He just really got, you know, really serious. And he said, does anyone notice the zippers on the back of the monsters? And I just lost it. They actually, you know, little things like that. Where, and then all of a sudden they all were getting serious, like, yeah, you know, I do too. I wonder what those are about. And all of a sudden Blue also getting, Blue gets serious and he says, I've seen the inside of that once. What was it? He's like, it's unexplainable. It's something I just can't explain. Yeah, it was just a wonderful thing where, so that's what I think it just, it takes the jokes that most people say to each other, you know, like as maybe like as kids or even, you know, when they get a bit older, like those teenage years where it's like, oh yeah, you know, why don't they, like, why do they always attack 5-on-1, right? Why don't, so at one point, I believe it was, I think it was Green just said, you know, like, hey, no, it was Blue saying how he wanted to fight just the monster. He's like, hey, tomorrow, can I just fight the monster? And Red was like, no, we have to do it as a team, 5-on-1. And then Pink is like, I don't think that's fair. You know, there's just a lot about this show that I think if you haven't checked it out yet, definitely go to Mega Beast Empire's website. They have HD MKVs. If you don't know what I just said, definitely get the SD version, which will work on your PS3, Xbox 360. I'm so behind. PS4, I guess, as well. The Xbox One, I think, too. Right? Yeah, and your toasters. Basically, actually, it's true. No, it's true. If you put the SD on your Kindle and you shove it into your toaster, there's a 100% chance that it'll turn on and also burst into flames. But it'll still turn on. It'll still work. You'll hear, after five. So it'll work. But you should also call the fire department right afterwards. But yes, so I remember, so before we started podcasting, you were going to look up, did an episode air this week? Because, you know, Mega Beast Empire didn't release.
I looked up the writer. I just forget to look up the.
Okay, yes. Oh, no, you know, so sorry. Then I'm sorry. I was flipped. Because here's the thing, everyone. See, in the America land, right, in America, with the English people who speak English, that's what we are, right? We're English. So with those guys, there's not a lot of info, actually, about this show. Like, there was a lot of info, not even a lot. There was brief snippets saying, hey, the show's coming. Watch this show coming out in April, right, by a lot of different tokusatsu news sites. But then it kind of just went dead. So all we know is the director. We know the main actor for Red, who is actually, it's kind of funny, he was actually in Kamen Rider Decade. He played New Kuga. No, stop groaning. Stop groaning, fans. He played New Kuga. It happened. And he was also in the second Deno movie as a cop. So, you know, so it's very funny because when I saw his face, I knew it was, I said, no, this guy, I know him from somewhere. And boom. You know, it's like, oh.
Well, to be fair, he really sells the part.
Yeah. He fills, what I like is he fills the part of that Red that we have now, where sometimes we'll have a Red who isn't as commanding, and I like that. Like, I like how they just play with certain things like that, where recently, I mean, thinking of a show like Ghostager, let's say, which in America became Megaforce, that's a name, yeah. If you don't know, yeah, it's a name for a show, Power Rangers, Megaforce. Anyway, I'm sorry
really
if I'm being critical.
It sounds, honestly, it sounds really Megaforced.
Ha-ha! Ha ha! There was a joke in there. I like that. You're providing a lot of good stuff tonight, Anthony. So anyway, who's the writer? Because we actually have Anthony
here.
You
want to know the funny thing is?
What?
The director is the writer.
Okay, you know what? I was thinking that because they said the director on these sites, but they didn't list the writer. So I was wondering.
Because he directs it. Yeah. But
yes.
he also does broadcast writing, so so they don't list the director outright. But considering the way the show is set up, I wouldn't be surprised if he wrote it himself.
Oh, okay. So what has he worked on? Because as a director, he actually has not worked on any tokusatsu projects, which intrigues me. Because you would assume this guy would be... Because if you look at something like a Kiba Ranger, which if you aren't aware, Kiba Ranger was actually a Toei-sanctioned, Toei being the people who do Super Sentai and Kamen Rider, a Toei-sanctioned parody, where they made, I mean, huge amounts of references. They brought back actors. They brought in suit actors, the people who are in the costumes. And they really tried to make you believe that, you know, this was, you know, like these people, these three, you know, this guy and these two girls were Super Sentai fans, or at the very least knew something about it, minus Blue, that they knew something about it, right? But in this case, it's just, no, they are the heroes, and this is what they do. And, you know, and it's, but I assume that both would be written by people who have had, you know, long, illustrious work in tokusatsu. So has he? Because from what I've seen, he hasn't, the director for After Five.
Honestly, from what I'm looking at his stuff,
yes,
I don't recognize any of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. From what I saw from his director over at, I believe it was Anime News, as a director, none of it was tokusatsu related. It was actually all anime related, which is very interesting. So basically, they just said, we need someone to do this show. And then he said, I am a tokusatsu fan. Have you worked on it before? I am a tokusatsu fan. And I was like, all right, get him in here. I mean, that's very interesting.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, he's been doing a pretty good job of it.
Oh, yeah, bang-up job. I mean, he's making this show. I mean, also, I have to say, these actors are definitely, I mean, their comedic timing is perfect, and I'm a really huge fan. I just think, you know, I think this is a show, right, where Akiba Ranger, while many people still try to watch it, you know, and I remember you were telling me before the show that they were trying to watch it based on, you know, if they're an anime fan or not. You know,
I mean,
you were mentioning
Akiba, here's the thing.
Yes.
Akiba Ranger is one of those shows where if you're an anime fan, you still might be able to enjoy it because it takes place in Akihabara, which is basically the nerd central of Japan.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it basically overlaps with a lot of fandoms, which is why it's the only show,
right,
where, at least tokusatsu related, where, and I know I'm going to lose a lot of normal people by saying this, but 4chan has boards. A
yes.
is the anime
Not
board.
Not all are bad. Not all are bad.
Yes.
Not all are creepy. Just don't, there are certain boards that you don't go to. All right.
Like, do not ever go to the anime board ever.
No.
I'm just saying this for reference.
Yeah, but it's not bad. It's not pornographic anyway. Just don't go to the anime board. But what matters is that yes, as you were saying, it is the only tokusatsu to get posted there, and be okay.
You know,
be okayed by the mods, the moderators. I understand. And hey, I would actually like to mention you know, Akiba Ranger, there actually was a lot of 2chan lingo, 2chan being basically the Japanese equivalent to 4chan, which is very interesting in terms of translation because then you basically have to look at 4chan terms. Imagine that as your day as a translator. So it's like, so what do you have to do to research? I have to go on 4chan today? You sick freak. No, I swear.
And not only 4chan, but some of the terms you really have to like get into the deep end of 4chan to see what kind of insults they use.
Oh, no, it's true. It's very depressing. But I would have to say, though, that, yes, so we have Akiba Ranger, which I know you say that, and I can understand it a bit, but still, there were so many references, though, so many little things. I mean, I think there are little
things. I mean,
things.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a Sentai show first and foremost.
Yes.
It's just that if Akiba Ranger works as, I think, as a good gateway if you liked anime, because then you
right.
can cross over, and then you can cross fandoms.
True.
After Five works a little bit better because it's more of a normal, oh, hey, this is funny. We kind of make these jokes about the shows anyway.
Yes, that's what I think. You see, that's what I think. Like, I can see why maybe you'd think that, fair enough. So Akiba Ranger can be a gateway, which, yes, fair enough. But I do think that, you know, I think that After Five is open enough in a way that it doesn't You see, what I like about After Five is that I feel like people, even if you watched Power Rangers or just saw it sparingly as a child even, you can really jump into After Five. Because there are a few jokes, I will admit, that I'll think, oh, that's only for a Sentai fan. Like the fact that Yellow says, well, you know, his backstory, well, I always wanted a job that would, you know, I could be able to eat curry. So I thought to myself, wait a minute, Yellows eat curry. And then here I am.
Even though they haven't eaten curry in, like, 20 years. But let's not...
Said the Red Ranger. Said the leader, Red, actually said that. He was like, they haven't eaten curry in a while. But it's still great, though, because it's just... It's a nice little nod. But at the same time, though, those jokes are very minimal. And what I also would enjoy, I think, is... Some people criticize Akiba Ranger. By the way, if you are a Sentai fan, go watch it. If you're a Power Rangers fan, I mean, I'd rather you go watch the other Sentai first, but honestly, it isn't a tribute show like, let's say, Gokaiger, which now in America is Super Mega Force. Wow, these names! So, anyway, moving back to Japan now, I feel as if Akiba Ranger, for some people say it has, like, a Big Bang Theory effect, which I disagree with, but what I do enjoy, I disagree with it a bit. Here's the thing. I don't feel as if they're making fun of, because I feel as if they are also Sentai nerds, the writers.
Well,
they are parodying themselves.
But see, the thing, yeah. The problem with that is, like, it glorifies Super Sentai. It revels in its nerdery. So,
exactly.
Like...
That's why I disagree with when someone says it's like the Big Bang Theory. Also, if you disagree with us at all or agree with us, please call us at 718-664-9468. The number again is 718-664-9468. We'd love to hear from you. I mean, the Tokusatsu fandom is so small that your voice may be the only voice in the fandom. Yeah. But
I will say, though, that at least with regards to Akiba Ranger,
right?
Akiba Ranger, like, at least season one, I'm not taking season two into account just yet. Season one, at least, maybe I can sort of kind of see where people might be like, oh, they're trying to make fun of people because, like, their catchphrase, pain is power, is literally, like, turning their shame as, well, social shame into their abilities.
Right.
Because otaku, okay, for the one or two new people who don't know this, otaku, even though it's more of a general term here for an anime fan, do not call yourself an otaku in Japan. You will get stares and in some cases be laughed at.
Well, I think in America, too.
Well, yeah, but America's less judgmental about it. I'm not saying that they're completely okay with it, but, like, in Japan, it's a real cultural stigma. I mean, if you're in Akihabara, no one would really care because you're in Akihabara. But everywhere else, I would advise you don't bring that up.
Yes. In America, some use otaku as like a badge of honor, right? And some people will still look at you weird, but in certain circles, you know, just like in Japan, I think in certain circles, they'll be like, oh, you're an otaku, that's great. But yeah, in Japan, also remember as well, the term otaku is more general, as you mentioned briefly. So you can say let's say if you're like some people would use the word gun nut in America, right? Where it's like, oh, I love my guns, right? You're a gun nut. In Japan, it'd be like, oh, you're a gun otaku. Right, so that's what they would think of, where it's just, you know, because you're a nerd for whatever, but nerd in America now is kind of taking that shift towards good in a way, where in Japan, it's not, you know, otaku is not a good word, so don't call yourself that, please don't.
I mean, like...
Also, don't make them think you're American. Try your hardest not to be American. If they ask you where you're from, say Britain, just don't. just don't be American and don't be an otaku. If you end up being both, you're done. Just don't even walk outside.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
but
so,
it, yeah. But back to After Five.
Back to After Five. So my point was, though, is that I just feel as if After Five does this in a nice way where I feel as if it's not making fun of its fans, nor is it making fun of the, like, I feel like it's literally just trying to say, hey, laugh with the show like you probably did at one point in your life when you were watching the normal program, you know, normal Super Sentai. Right, I feel as if that's what it's saying to you, and it's really just a nice thing to see, I think, because it just really makes for a lot of funny stuff. I mean, the fact that every hero doesn't have a tragic backstory, and the villain had such a tragic backstory, I almost cried. I'm not going to lie, I almost cried. Oh
yeah,
my God, that was terrible.
Yeah, it really kind of was. See, the beauty about the show is, yeah, it's kind of funny that the After Five, the joke here mostly, at least when it comes to the villains at least, that the villains are actual legit villains and they stalk our heroes because the head villain is the chef at the restaurant that they usually go to.
Yes.
And his cohort is one of the waiters, I think. And the best part is, and they just stalk the After Five, even to karaoke bars, mind you.
Yeah, even when I don't know if they close shop or what, but even when the After Five leave the restaurant that they always go to at first, when the show first opens up, they're still at the karaoke bar looking through a secret camera to see in what ways can they, you know, it's like, I wonder what their weakness is. Every single week.
Monster Grandma.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay. So an episode's plot line, by the way, was they were, well, not the whole episode, but most of it, they were trying to get Pink to actually pay the bill, because whenever the bill comes up, she always just says, I have to go to the bathroom, and then they realized, wait a minute, she's doing this because of the bill. So at one point, it's just like, oh, you already came back from the bathroom? She's like, yeah, like, what? Like, that's kind of weird, you pervert. Like, what? And all of a sudden, Red's like, oh, good, we were just about to pay the bill.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and Pink just, oh. And she just sits there, and all of a sudden, she says, oh, I have to take a call. And all of a sudden, mind you, the phone didn't ring, didn't even vibrate. Oh, I have to take a call. Red looks at her. Who is calling you? Mind you, at this point, each and every one of them knows the plan. They all have a plan to get her to stay. And they all look more and more devious. It's to the point where I thought Red was going to turn and become, you know, a villain. I was really nervous. They're scaring me, man. So, and they have this look on their face. So Red was just sitting there deviously, right?
Well, yeah, and the way he says the way he said his lines too.
Yes, it's just, so who would be calling you? And she's like, my grandmother. Oh, he's like, oh, go take the call, right? And all of a sudden, the bad guy is just, that's their weakness.
Oh my God. Yes,
yeah.
That's true.
While they're waiting at the, while they're looking through the camera, you know, towards them at the karaoke bar, just some random waiter guy comes in. Excuse me, sir, would you? Oh, hey, that's a lovely picture of a grandma. No, look, it's not finished.
Oh, my God.
Mind you, it was the most loveliest looking grandma in the world. It was just beautiful. She was like, oh, she was adorable.
It really was. And I love the fact that he used, like, some kind of, like, I really do. I haven't seen the movies, but like some kind of like Jedi mind control on the.
Oh yes. All right. The fact that you haven't seen the movies, I might have to kick you off right now. But what I do have to say though is that yes, I love that he used that mind control. What I really enjoyed though, you want to know something that just kind of popped into my head. I don't know if it pops in anyone's head when they saw it. Maybe I don't know if it popped into yours. He used mind control on both that waiter and on Gold, and we'll talk about Gold a bit later. Right. Use it on both of them. Not on After Five though.
Well, that's because he wants to beat them legitimately.
But God forbid, heaven forbid, he tries to use it on the people he's fighting. No. It has to be on random other people. Now, by the way, I love Gold. Now, his name is Lame Gold, right? Lame Gold. L-A-M-E Gold. Yeah, it sounds a bit lame. What I have a question is, so they tried to, I'm assuming they tried to make it French, right? Because they have the little accent at the end. They go, La Mégold. But I'm assuming they know what they were doing, right? I'm pretty, right? I'm assuming they knew what they were doing, right? Because there isn't a lot of English in this show. But English is, you know, in Japan. I mean, you'll see little bits of English being thrown around. But I've never heard the word lame being used over there. That's why I was very confused when I saw it. I was like, oh, it's lame gold.
Well, as a fighter, he's pretty lame.
He is. You know who I wanted back? I'm really upset that it was gold because it's just, I'm really sad. It's just, all I wanted was green or white. That's all I wanted.
They already have green.
Fair enough. I know. We already technically have green. But it's like, we could have, but that's what could have been funnier. It's like, he used to be green. He used to be green when green was special.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like he used to be green when green was a special ranger. Now he's just green.
Green.
Like, yeah. So, or no, it's just, you know, oh my God. But I'm so happy that it was, you know, regardless of who was in the suit. I wonder if they try to bring this over to America. It's like Saban has bought this footage to bring this over to America, and Lame Gold will be played by Tommy. No, very Jason David Frank.
Oh my God.
How terrible would that be? Jason David Frank? Yeah, I got an acting gig. Yeah. Reads the script. What? I'm not doing this. Yeah. Kicks the script away. Jason, you could have handed the script back to me. I'm very angry, sir.
Okay. Okay, no. Here's the thing about that. Lame is a fabric.
Okay. Ah, okay.
So,
that makes more sense.
It's a gold fabric.
That makes more sense. Thank you. I'm happy you were checking that.
It has that fortunate or unfortunate circumstance of what it looks like in English.
Yes, so we don't know if they were planning on that or not. Sometimes they usually do, because this is a Sentai, and if anyone isn't aware, Sentai is very good with puns. Like, if you dislike what America does with certain lines, you know, with Power Rangers, well, I agree with you on that. You know, Japan is still pretty bad. Don't try to play yourself, right? Listen to me, random tokusatsu fan who's listening, who thinks they're so cool for watching Sentai. Don't you do that, all right? There are so many puns written out, don't even try, all right? Just stop it, all right? When you think to yourself, hey, look, I'm watching this show for a... You shut your trap hole, and you remember to sit there with your morning cereal on a Saturday morning, and you watch your Sentai like you're five, all right? Because that's how we all are inside. We're five. Anyway, so, yeah. So they do a lot of those puns. Mind you, again, there's some really bad ones in Power Rangers. I was just flipping through one recently, and it was the football one, and it was, hit the showers! By a villain. And I thought, damn you. Damn you to hell, Mr. Saban. But still, what?
That's why... When someone makes a pun, an actual, like, audio pun in Japan, people cringe. When Power Rangers does it, everyone makes a pun.
Yeah, it's actually really bad. Because it's a bit like the Avengers, where even though I enjoyed this in the Avengers, like, everyone's funny. You know, everyone has a funny line to say, you know, a funny quip, where it's just, okay, I mean, all of you are funny. I'm happy with you being funny, but damn, all of you are funny. So it's one of those situations where it's just, in Power Rangers, it's like, all right, apparently all of you are pun masters. Apparently, when Zordon was in the thing, I don't know what you would call it, in the trans-dimensional thing. It's been a while. So he's, what?
Just call it the tube.
He's in the tube, right? That's a technical term. He's in the tube, and it's like, all right, you must work on your kung fu skills. And also, here's this book of jokes. Like, Zordon, are you sure we? Yes, I'm pretty sure you need the jokes. Okay.
It is a prerequisite.
Yes, it's actually a prerequisite. It's like, so if we don't know this book by the end of the day, you're fired and terminated. Wait, fired and terminated? I will kill you on the spot. Whoa, Zordon! Like, you're getting pretty hard about jokes here. It's like, I've learned from the master, flashes the King Kai. But anyway, that'd be great. Just King Kai and Zordon having a joke off. But anyway, so So moving back to, you know, back to that After Five show or whatever. Yeah, so with Sentai, they actually do a lot of, because usually Sentai puns, unless the character makes puns himself, like just one specific, or herself, one specific character, usually they do puns on outfits or on, on weapons, on you know, mechas, or as in America they call them Zords, on things like that. So that's why, in a way, I do feel like Lame Gold was, you know, like they tried on that. I assume they tried. But it's so funny because lame is just a very colloquial word. Like, I wouldn't assume Japanese to be like, oh yeah, we know lame. You know, like, we know what that is. It's just very strange, you know, it's an older kind of slang word that I feel. You know, if they use the word stupid, like, I understand that. But lame is just a strange word to just pick out of nowhere. Like, it worked very well. Good for them. You know, good job there, Japan. You did good. But, and if anyone, you know, didn't watch the show, Lame Gold is a character who appears in episode 3. So think, this did happen in America. Think back to SPD in Japan, Decker Ranger, where the leader, right, the chief of, you know, the police force became a ranger, right? I don't believe that happened anywhere else in Power Rangers history, did it?
The leader becoming a ranger.
Other than that. I mean, before that, mind you. I'm talking about before that, like back in the days when we were kids. Because I really don't remember that. I obviously know in Japan that's a big thing. I mean, you have Big One being a thing back in Jack. And, you know, and a couple of others, I'm sure, here and there just decided to put on the, you know, garb at one point or another. So that's happened. That's a thing. That's fine. But, so I want to explain that, though, because if anyone did watch, it seems a bit strange, I think, to them, because that's kind of a foreign, you know, ground for Power Rangers, I feel.
I'm not sure if it really counts, but, Tommy and Dino Thunder kind of counts.
Fair enough. I mean, kind of, and it was only like a year, about 2 years before, so fair enough, but, I mean, fair enough. Also, I really do love Tommy. I mean, just as a random sidebar, just Tommy. Just like, I went to college. I'm a paleontologist now. No, you're not. Yeah, I know about dinosaurs. Yeah, did the Power Rangers teach you that? You know? It's like, Tommy's first day of classes. No, dinosaurs do turn into unicorns. It's like, no, Tommy, they don't. Yes, they do, Sia. Just like a really sad spin kick out of the classroom, a revolving spin kick. Just he's really sad about it though, so it's kind of slow. but anyway, so yeah, so it's kind of foreign ground for Power Rangers, just in case. But yeah, so the mentor who donned the suit, who's Gold, right? Lame Gold, Lame Gold, comes back to fight a match, you know, to fight with the After Five, and it's just very funny. Because...
Mind you,
he
didn't come back because he wanted to. He came back because his doctor said he needed exercise.
Yes, let's also put that out there. They were talking about it before he actually... Because he had the fight with them before, but obviously we don't see that. So we're sitting in there in the restaurant with them. Yes, we're sitting in there with them somehow. Both Anthony and I have been able to sit in there with them and just talk. You didn't see that part. That was cut out. But so they're just sitting in there talking about him. And one of them says, yeah, I heard his physician said he needed more exercise. And they just get pissed. So he's doing this. He's fighting monsters because he thinks of it like jogging.
Well,
and that's what we're dealing with here.
You do a lot of running.
Yeah, right? I think the thing that got me really upset, though, in the episode, because, okay, he really felt like the dad that was throwing off the vibe, even though we have Yellow there, who's really old, who can't even lift up his arms, mind you. It was revealed in episode 1 that he can't lift up his arms past a certain point, which then he said to Red, no, but I kick them. And you don't even kick very high, says Red.
I also love how that was a plot point. Well, you're closer to him in age.
Yeah, exactly. You can talk to him. never talked to him. No one had the guts to talk to him. I think that was great. But what's funny is, so what we have here, right? So we have Gold basically being the buzzkill. And what I think really got me upset, though, because there's always that one parent who does this to you. He actually had the guts. I mean, oh, I was going to kill him. He had the dino guts to look at them and to say, hey, you know, I'm only here because you guys weren't performing well. I'm not going to lie. I was ready to kill him.
Well, to be fair, Pink was ready to kill him, too.
Yeah, no, it's because the thing is, it's not even as if, okay, you know, because it's one of those things where it's like, all right, if he was good at the job, if he was in, like, an actual Gold, I'd think, damn, all right, you know what, I mean, I hate him, but he's really good. But if anyone's unaware, he believed that he lifted the monster to throw him. He did not see, however, that Red was behind him and had lifted his feet, the monster's feet.
I kind of love the fact that they agreed, took a picture of that, and Blue almost blew their cover.
Oh, yeah, Blue did not care. You want to know how much Blue didn't care? For a split second, I thought something was off. I didn't realize something was off. I knew something was different, though. They had moved to the karaoke place, and they're all huddled in a corner saying, how do we deal with Gold? And then Blue is there, except that he's not Blue. They go, who's that guy? He goes, oh, hello. Blue told me to replace him. He left, actually, after the restaurant. He actually sent a replacement who, mind you, was in a blue costume as well, a different tint, which was kind of funny. It was a bit lighter, but it was still a blue costume. He knows a guy. Think about that. Blue knows a guy that he can call and say, hey, you know what to do. He has a guy for that.
We all thought he was stupid.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was great. It was just, I just think that the guts attack, I really got me upset. I mean, angry, mind you, angry. How can you how can you just sit there and be like, I'm only here because you guys are really bad at your job? Hell, I don't even want to be here sitting here talking with you guys. I want to leave, but then you guys would be bored.
This needs some kind of explanation. See, in Japan, there are types like this. Okay, I should back up and say, After Five is based off of basically, like, workplace comedy.
Yes. I'm so sorry. So, I can't believe I forgot to mention this to them. Please go on, Anthony. I can't believe
so
it.
Basically, in Japan, it's a custom even though the After Five really don't like this, but it's a custom where if a coworker or your boss asks you out for a drink, it's customary to say yes, and go. Even if you don't really drink anything, you have to show some kind of respect. So,
yes.
And this kind of boss, the boss kind of archetype that Gold is. He's basically the type where he annoys the shit out of you, but he pays very well, so you have to put up with it.
Exactly, yes. I mean, I will say that America, we do have something that's a bit like that, where, in my opinion, from what I've seen, let's say in corporate America, you'll have people who smoke, you know, kind of, let's say, like, get in the know-how and kind of be in this circle together, because if you're all taking smoke breaks at the same time and your boss smokes and you smoke, therefore you can rise a bit higher in the ladder. I mean, I know it's been parodied in something like Friends in an episode where Rachel did that, but it does work that way. Same thing with drinks, you know. A lot of people, you know, they have this camaraderie with their bosses and their coworkers when they go out to drinks together, and then the one person that refuses because, you know, hey, I'm so sorry, I have a life, I want to wake up early tomorrow for work, oh, I have kids, that person ends up getting shunned. So it's a bit different, I feel, because I think maybe in Japan they'd want to, you know, fire and or cut someone's head off for it. But it's still there regardless, I feel, which is very interesting. But yes,
I mean,
that
like,
is a huge
I mean,
thing
like,
in Japan.
You, like, in Japan, like, you kind of have to accept. But if you have, like, a legitimate reason for, like, declining, they're not going to kill you for it.
Yeah.
But
my grandmother is deeply ill. You're a monster. Bakemono! Oh, my God. Whoa, man.
But yeah.
I am your boss. I am not a man. Wait. reverse that. I don't know. Just go home, you jerk. You're fired.
And to double the fun this episode, I love the villain recognizing goals.
Sorry, what was that?
No.
The villain recognizing gold. Yes, sorry, your phone is it cut off for a bit. Yes, yes, I love that as well. I think that the fact that the villain had a previous fight with gold when he was younger was also a very nice little thing, because I like that even though this show isn't saying that there are other, okay, this show isn't saying that there are other Sentais out there, like, you know, the Sentais that we watch, but I like that it acts as if Sentai, you know, their Senshis, you know, their warriors, have been doing this for years.
Well, yeah.
It's, you know, it's a very nice kind of fun thing to see, where it's just, you know, you.
Well, to be fair, like this, some people legitimately applied for the job.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a beautiful thing. You just think now, because now it opens up the possibility of, well, what other members are we going to see? Like, you know, from the old guard. You know, who else is going to appear? Are there other villains that are going to appear? Will there be villains that have turned good, or vice versa? You know, is there going to be a point where one of them is going to say something like, "Yeah, I mean, I applied to be a henchman once." Like, you know, like, it's something like they're going to have, "You were a henchman once?" It's like, "I applied. I mean, you know, it's good money." You know, I'm wondering if, you know, something like that's going to, that's what I like about this show, I think. They have so much room to play with, and I'm pretty sure it's only going to end, you know, 12 episodes, or 13, because that's the usual course. 12, okay, because that's the usual course. But I hope that this is a show a bit like Yoshihiko, where Yoshihiko, by the way, is another great parody on shows like, you know, on games like, you know, Final Fantasy and...
Yoshihiko, just to give a brief thing, Yoshihiko is like a parody of like the RPG genre.
Yes.
But more specifically, what was the...
I was trying to think of the game as well. But the point is that it's a very good... You'll think of the game while I tell you about how good... No, it's very sad. You think of the game while I tell them how cool the show is. It's still a great parody. It makes fun of the fact that they have a little budget, so it does it very very well. It makes a Monty Python joke. What I really like about these shows is they actually make references to American icons that I notice, and I take a stand. I stand up and think, huh. Well, that's very interesting. You know, they made a Monty Python joke in Yoshihiko, which, again, great show, very low budget, but it makes the references to the fact that it's low budget. So it's obviously being done tongue-in-cheek. You know, very great comedic actors, subbed by Overtime, you know, great subbing group. If you don't know about them, they've subbed a lot of tokusatsu, you know, from the recent age, but also some older stuff as well. Definitely check them out. Big fan of theirs. And, you know, again, Yoshihiko, great show, right? And it does, you know, and it's a very, you know, it's just very funny, and it's so far taken two seasons, right? So two 12-episode courses. I'm hoping that, you know, after five can get the same treatment, because it's just that funny. You know, same thing with Keeper Ranger, where it got, also done by Overtime, by the way, where it got, you know, one 12-episode show, and then a season, and then another 12-episode season. So I just really hope that it's,
okay.
You know. Yes.
Dragon Quest.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. We solved it, everybody. Please don't hate us.
Oh, my God.
We did it.
It's really sad, because I own a lot of Dragon Quest games.
You're a monster.
Remember.
You're a monster. Go look in your closet. Like, you could have walked out of the room. Go. You're a monster. No, but seriously, I forgot to. But, I really do hope that the show continues onward. I mean, also, speaking of the references, right, I said that there were a lot of references to, you know, certain icons. Macaulay Culkin?
I don't.
What the? Yeah. No, I swear. Okay. So, in the third episode with Lame Gold, they're in the karaoke place. Lame Gold doesn't like singing or hearing people sing. So the fact that they're there is very upsetting. Again, he's that guy that you freaking hate, right? So he says there should be a talent contest because for some reason that's okay. So Yellow, who in real life is a comedian, by the way, so he's an actual comedian, he did an impression. He's like, what if... Macaulay Culkin was giving giving a speech at a wedding, and he also spoke Japanese. Okay. And he's like, hey, hi, I'm Macaulay Culkin. And he was just stuttering the entire time. And what's great is Lame Gold just looked at him and said, who's Macaulay Culkin? Like, who's that guy? Looks at this fake blue. Finally realizes after about half the episode, and who's that guy?
Oh, my God.
The fake blue gets up. He bows a sign of respect and then walks out.
We should mention the reason. The other reason why Lame Gold is awful is because he makes the team go over reenact today's battle. Well, that day's battle over and over
yeah.
and over. And like
24 times.
And the villain is watching this, and he's like training. He's like, damn, who's Oscar Fives trading until all hours of the night.
Yeah, he believes that they're trading. I just can't believe. Oh, remember during the restaurant scene? Apparently, Lame Gold gave the one of the second in command of the villain gave him a tip for good work. Ready? Because he did good work. Now, Lame Gold did not know they were villains. All right, it's shown by the dialogue that he did not. So the cohort just walks into, you know, second command walks into the back and goes, Lame Gold just gave me this huge tip. He's like, and all of a sudden, the main villain just says, it's because he's trying to buy us off with money. Then I shall rip it. No, don't rip it. Keep it. Don't rip it. Show it off as a sign of your hatred. I will. Good. Pass it to me. He passes it to the villain. He's like, we'll get the best of Lame Gold. As he puts it into his own pocket.
Oh, my God.
He just pocketed his money. Oh, my God. This show is excellent. It's the little things, I think. Just the little things that they do that I think are great. Blue, when everyone was going over their origins, Blue's was the best, in my opinion, because Blue... He had this huge, very long story. He was like, so Blue, how'd you get here? And the music is very sentimental. And Blue says, I came here. You know, when I was younger, my father took me to this newsstand, and every day, it was a newsstand or it was like a ramen cart.
I think it was a ramen cart where he saw
Thank
something.
You. Yes, I went to a ramen cart every day, and at that ramen cart, one day I saw a sign saying that they were looking for paperboys. I saw that sign for years, and I never did anything. It always stood there. And that's when I realized they needed me to be their boy. Oh, at this point, everyone other than Red just takes a sip. They're just like, all right, that's it. I'm just drinking more beer. We don't care. But he keeps on going with the sentimental music. And then I studied really hard. And after high school, I applied for the exam. And I failed. Oh, all of a sudden, pause. Red says, you failed at being a paperboy? And all of a sudden, Blue goes, and then I applied for this job, and I got it. Yeah, no, Red just, okay, there was a gap in the story there somewhere. Can anyone just get this job?
Apparently.
Apparently so.
It's really sad because Red's the only one who takes it seriously.
Yeah, Red is the only one who takes it seriously. Other than Green, it looks like he's the youngest, right? Other than Green, because Green is definitely meant to be very young.
I love Green only because he plays video games while battling.
Yeah, he does. No, what's even better about...
He just sticks it right into, like, his little pocket where his weapon should go.
Oh, yes, which is apparently where Blue puts things, too. It was just like, oh, well, I mean, I guess I should put my stuff here. No, you shouldn't put things there, says Red. It's like, that's where your weapons are supposed to go. Oh, my God. It's just, this show is brilliant. That's all I have to say. This show is brilliant. You know, so definitely check this show out. Again, Mega Beast Empire. You know, this show, I mean, And it's funny because while we mentioned a lot of highlights, we did not highlight all of the episodes, actually. There's a lot of really funny stuff that we didn't even get into. So, again, definitely check this show out. You know, Mega Beast Empire, they also have Battle Fever J. They have an episode of Detective Keiji. Detective Keiji? No, Robot Keiji. What am I saying? Robot Keiji. They have, you know, a bunch of just random toku, which is really cool because if anyone is unaware, you know, just to kind of get back, jump a bit back to the beginning on our, you know, on our toku rant, toku's been around, you know, Japanese toku's been around since a very long time. I mean, in 1933, there are actually stills of the Japanese version of King Kong. And there's only stills because the actual film was lost in a fire. So it's actually something that, you know, is very rare. It's a very rare thing, and it just goes back so far. I mean, you know, we have Gekko Kamen being one of the first toku heroes to appear on television in the 1950s, where it was in black and white. And some of those actually have been done over at, I believe it was Scaro Fan Subs. A few of those have been taken there, you know, in English. And it's just such an old show, and, you know, it's just, there's so much history involved. So definitely, if you want to check out toku, you know, check out the new stuff first, I'm sure, because I'm sure the effects in the new stuff might win you over a bit better. But definitely go back into the past, because, I mean, these shows have been going on for so long. It's just, you know, and I think the best thing, too, is when you end up having, you know, these little references here and there. Like, let's say we mentioned the whole curry reference, right, from After Five. They've been eating curry for years. I mean, the original Yellow from Go Ranger, which was in the 70s, Yellow ate curry. You know,
yeah, they do have like Volt Panther, which was the yellow one in Sunken.
Yes. Be very careful, Anthony. I hear you cutting out a bit. You're cutting it in and out. I don't know if the fans hear that as well, but it's very hard to hear you.
I haven't moved, but okay.
That's very interesting. So you, well, we all have moved because the Earth is constantly rotating. No, but yes, you were mentioning Volpanther from you know, the 80s hit show Sun Vulcan. Yes,
yeah.
The hit show, by the way, everyone loved it.
Yeah, it's a really fun show. But
subbed by Gaul Soul Forever, by the way, subbed by GSF, who's also done Gaul Ranger, which became Wild Force in America. But go on.
Yes, although good luck finding their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck. Their website's dead, but good luck.
I mean, you could find them.
But again, good luck.
but basically, with Volpanther, he ate curry too. But I'm trying to remember, because Snack Safari was a curry shop, so I have to remember.
I was going to say, in Abba Ranger, they had the curry house.
Yeah, everyone ate curry. But yeah.
Yes. So, you know, sadly we're running out of time. Anything you want to say before the show's over? I mean, you know, any little things here and there?
Not particularly. I mean, like I said, After Five, for any, even though it's really unlikely, non-Toku fans listening, it's one of the shows where you might like it, especially if you did watch Power Rangers a lot of time and you happen to like semblance of comedy. You might actually enjoy this because you really don't have to have much of an understanding of what Sentai is to understand this, because like there's not really any references per se. It's just one of those shows where you watch it, you have a nice laugh maybe, and then you could leave it and never look at Sentai again. Hopefully not, but you can.
Yes, no, definitely. Definitely, if you haven't checked the show out, please do. You know, and if you have, keep on watching. We're going to keep on doing this. You know, whenever they you know, release another one, they're quote unquote a day late. If you actually care about when people release subs, I mean, hey, they're fans, we're fans, we're not really pushing, and neither should you, because really understand that, you know, fan subbing, I mean, these are people who usually 9 out of 10 times aren't professionals. So it's very hard for them to, you know, keep a professional-type schedule when you really think about it, you know, when they'll have things like college and, you know, and a job, maybe even both, you know, and a bunch of other things weighing them down. I mean, I know for Anthony and I right now, you know, being in college, you know, we have finals coming up right now. So if we ever even thought of something crazy like fan subbing, it would be very hard to do right now.
Very, very hard.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, but yes, I would like to say thank you all for listening. You know, thank you guys for listening to those guys. It is officially Saturday, which means that it is officially free comic book day. Definitely in the morning, go to your local comic book shop. Not every comic is free, mind you. But there are specific comic books made free for this day, and they're actually very good.
Speaking of which, there's a Power Rangers comic involved in this, actually. From what I hear, it's actually very good.
That's great. Yes, there is a Power Rangers one, speaking of, which is very funny how it all ties in. I'm definitely getting it tomorrow. I don't know if you are. You should definitely go to your local comic book shop. Everyone should, because it's just, it's a very nice, fun day. I know my local comic book shop is going to be having, a costume contest, and they're going to have, you know, Spider-Man there because of the new movie coming out. You know, a lot of really nice things. So definitely, you know, go there. Bring your kids. Bring your younger brothers. Go by yourself. Bring your girlfriend. Bring your boyfriend. Just go. Get out there. Have some fun. It's free comic book day. It's basically a holiday. Pretty much. And tomorrow.
It's a holiday in everything but name.
Basically. And tomorrow, both myself and Anthony San Andres, my usual comic book co-host, will be doing a special 6 p.m. show, of, it's going to be This Week in Comics, but also, at, you know, the comics came out on Wednesday, but also adding in some free comic books we get on Free Comic Book Day. So definitely check that out tomorrow at 6 p.m. And it is now Matt and Anthony Vega, different Anthonys. This is going to get really hard. We're signing off right now. Thank you guys for listening. We're not going to end the show on an opening. What's this? We're not doing something. We're not doing something like this. What? No, we're ending this show on an After Five ending. This was those guys talking After Five. Mm-hmm.